The Royals in Seattle on Monday to start a series. Ian Kennedy has been in a groove recently. And Mike Moustakas in the second inning adds to what's been a career year for him so far.
Oh, the windup band, the next offer on the way to Moustakas. Swing and a high drive deep to right field. Going and going. This one is way out of here. Goodbye baseball off the Hit It Here Cafe right below the windows of the Hit It Here Cafe down the right field side. Mike Moustakas with his 23rd home run of the season. Long home run, and the Royals now lead it by a score of 2-0. Pitch on the way, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Perez, the catcher, for strike three. And that will end the inning. The windup and the 1-2 to Haniger. Swing and a miss at a fastball for strike three, and that is strikeout number six already for Kennedy as a left-handed reliever. The windup and the pitch, swing and a fly ball into right field, a broken bat, but deep right field, going back, Haniger to the wall, leaps up, and it's gone. A home run in and out of the seats in right field by Alex Gordon. His fifth home run of the year, and it sounded like he broke his bat. Here's the set, and the 1-0 pitch, swung on, line drive up the middle, diving Torres, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. Ramon Torres diving way to his right at the cut of the grass. Holy smokes, what a play by Torres to rob Gamble of a hit and end the inning. And the right-hander's 2-2, and a swing and a miss for strike three, and this ball game is over. The Royals take game one of the three-game series, a final score of 3-1.
Seattle drops its fifth straight game at home after a 3-1 loss to the Royals on Monday. After the game, here's Seattle manager Scott Servais.
Coming into the ballgame, we knew Kennedy was throwing the ball very well, and he certainly executed his game plan against us tonight. And on our side, I thought Andrew Moore threw a really nice ball game. He made some good in-game adjustments. Kansas City's very aggressive. They get up there, they're looking for their pitch, and they've been very hot. That team's been playing very well. So tough matchup. They hit a couple balls out of the park. We didn't get much going offensively. Valencia had a nice night, obviously. Got three hits there. But Kennedy really he did execute. He executed his game plan. And like I said, coming in, we knew it was going to be a tough one.
Was his game plan just kind of keep guys off balance with that breaking stuff?
When you look at what he does, he pitches up in the zone a lot. He's got kind of a riding fastball. And even though it's not 96, 97, it plays up because it is at the top of the strike zone, which is a tough pitch to hit and tough pitch to lay off of. So, but a combination of that, with the breaking ball down below and him locating the way it was, he pitched a good ball game. We didn't get much going offensively. Need to turn around here at home. The last few games at home, we have not done much offensively, and swung the bat better, over in Anaheim. But need to pick it up here. Obviously, we got six more games going into the break, and we want to finish on a positive note headed to the All-Star break.
Andrew was up in the zone a little bit early, but he seemed to correct it.
He did. He made some adjustments. Sometimes when plan A isn't working, you quickly got to shift and go to plan B, and he did. He got more of his secondary pitches. He got the curveball slider working. He's got a very good changeup and went to that as well to keep them off the fastball a little bit more. But, again, really nice job. In his second major league start, he has been very impressive. He's going to win a lot of games as a Mariner. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen tonight.
Nelson Cruz feeling a lot better than that?
Yeah, he is. He had some, it came to me mid-game, and, I was delivered the message that he could pinch hit if we needed him. Kind of where we're at in the game, take a shot. He's our guy. I know he hadn't been out there, in the last couple of days, but I thought it was a chance to use it. And their guy did a good job against him. Coming out of the bullpen, he threw him some tough sliders.
Able to send Andrew back out there in the eighth inning. What were you seeing at that point with pitch count?
I thought his stuff was very sharp. He was locating. There wasn't anything to tell me that his stuff was backing off at all. So really impressed, again, how he kept his composure, just keeps going after him, attacking, and then also his ability to make adjustments is huge for a young pitcher. And like I said, it's going to serve him well in the future.
Game two of the series Tuesday has Felix Hernandez making the start for Seattle. Danny Duffy comes off the DL for Kansas City.